Right, so let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon. So early on, top of the hour, I nearly skedaddled out of studio, and that's because the Hollybets Dolphins meets the Daffabet Warriors in what's their final push for the T20 Challenge final tonight. Now, the winner of tonight's semi-final at the Kingsmead Stadium will face the DP World Lions, who secured a home final with a victory against the Titans. Now, the Dolphins made it to the playoffs with a solid 5-match winning streak, while Warriors made the knockout phase despite losing their last four games. Dolphins captain Pranilin Subrayan says they will lean on the older guys in the squad for a sense of calm in tonight's semi-final.
Yeah, I think it's always a big occasion playing in any semi-final, wherever it might be. So, but I think our process is stay the same. And I think that's one thing that the coaches have driven with us as well. And then the good thing about it is we've got guys like Kaya Zondo, John Smarts, guys who've been around for a really long time. So those guys bring a sense of calmness in the change room as well when it comes to big occasions like this.
Moving on to, or rather, that game gets underway at 6 o'clock at the Kingsmead Stadium. And then in some rugby, Dylan Sage will return to the Springbok Sevens team for the first time in 4 years, while Siviwe Soyizwapi for the first time this season for next weekend's tournament in Singapore. Head coach Philip Snyman made 5 changes to the squad that finished 6th in Hong Kong earlier this month, with Tian Pretorius, Tristan Leeds and Roscoe Speckman also recalled. South Africa will face France, Spain and Samoa in Pool B. Snyman says they are ready to compete.
Yes, we're trying out combinations, but there's definitely a team that can go on and play in semi-finals and finish on the podium. So happy with where we are. Happy also with the depth in the squad. We want to have that internal competition so guys are gunning for a position, and that brings out the best in each other. So I think the combinations for us to try out and to make sure we get everything right.
And then closing off with some football, Manchester City can go second in the Premier League this evening with a win at Brighton. It's the first of 2 games in hand that the champions have on leaders Arsenal, who they currently trail by 4 points. City boss Pep Guardiola has been highly critical of the fixture congestion that his players have faced quite recently, but he has dismissed suggestions that the club shouldn't take players on pre-season tours.
You have to pay the salaries for the players and the manager, and make a better stands, a better facilities for the fans, or better, and to know the club around the world, and all the fans around the world, they want to see us, and they need that financial.
Tonight's game between Brighton and Manchester City kicks off at 9 o'clock. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.
Heavy delays if you're travelling on the M13, leaving Pinetown, heading towards Durban. Just